chapter. I know you have it when you're standing. New Testament, book of Luke, the 9th chapter, and the very last verse, 62. The word of God simply reads, Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." I just want to talk from the subject, I can't turn back now. I can't turn back now. Now here is someone wanting to follow Jesus. But before he follows, he wants to go and do something else. Jesus replies to him, either you're going forward or you're going backwards. Many of us, and I say many of us, enjoy going in reverse. When you're driving a car, you put that thing in drive. Your eyes are straight ahead. As long as your eyes are forward, you're able to see everything that's coming at you. Whether you're going 5 miles an hour or 75 miles an hour. But right there in the front is a rear view mirror. And this mirror gives you a window into what you just passed. Amen. And every now and then while you're driving, you simply take a glance to see where you've gone. But if you stayed in the rearview mirror and took your eyes off the road, you'll never make it to your destination safely. And some of us are so stuck in our rearview mirrors that we can't get to God's blessing. He says, any man that puts his hand to the plow. In other words, if you're going to go out there and do some work in the field and you have decided I'm going to do this work, you can't plow a field while looking backwards. You can't drive on I-83 while looking backwards. There's nothing that I've learned over my 45 years that I can do looking in reverse. Jesus is saying that there is work in the kingdom. Jesus is saying that if you decide to follow me, and you got to remember that when you accepted Christ, you accepted a change in your life. Now, if you didn't want that change, then you really didn't need Jesus. Because Jesus don't come in so that folks can remain the same. The only reason why I accepted Christ in my life is because I was ready to make a change. I got tired of the same old, and I knew that Jesus promised me something new. Jesus promised me something different. So as long as I want something different, I got to keep my eyes going forward. So what has happened? Last year, I preached not this year. In other words, I'm not going to let the same things that tore me out the frame happen again in my new year. I'm not going to make those same mistakes that I made the whole year. And you know how it is. We sit there and we battle against our flesh and we battle against the spirit. And we tell God, Lord, if you just get me out of this one, I promise I'm going to do better. Lord, I know I'd have missed a couple of Sundays in church, but if you get me up out of this mess, I'm going to start going a little bit more. And so we just keep pushing our own selves into a corner. Into a corner. Into a corner.
Come on.
Where there's no escape. There's no exit. That's why it's called a corner. You ever walked into a corner? Don't get you nowhere far, do it. And when folks get in trouble, they get sent to the corner. So why as Christians do we keep backing ourselves into the corner when a corner has no vision? When we accepted Christ, we said that we would live or die for Christ. See, some folks was going through some drug issues. And God said, that's not who you are. And he kept knocking at your door. And eventually you opened up the door and said, Lord, you're right. This is not who I am. And so if you come into my life and if you sup with me, I'm going to change. Some folks was engaged in a bottle. And they felt like as long as they was drinking, they was fine. You got Christians right now that are at the club, at the bar, or somewhere trying to celebrate a new year that J&D didn't bring them through. That E and J couldn't handle. That Johnny Walker didn't know nothing about. And so when you accepted Christ, you said that he would remove that bottle from you. That he would change how you look at life. There are some who like drugs. I was shooting or smoking. And you got to the lowest point in your life, and how many know that that's when God steps in? See, he steps in when you at the lowest because you don't have no more fight. See, as long as you can fight and as long as you can swing, you don't need Jesus. And Jesus ain't got time for you. But when you hit rock bottom and you say, Lord, I give. That's the only time that we can hear from God, because we ourselves can't do nothing else. And his knock just gets louder and louder. And so he's saying that if I'm accepting you, Lord, then I want you to pull them drugs back up out of my veins. I don't want to have a taste for that anymore. Then there are those who struggle in relationships. Christians, I'm talking about, and not just the world, but Christians who seem to think that it's okay to have a relationship before marriage, and try to justify it by saying that God sent me this person or God sent me that person. What the world would ask you is, how could he send you somebody and do something that goes against his word? See, when you accepted your Christ, you said that you would chasten yourself so that I wouldn't just give myself to anybody. I've done that before and it's led down some dark places. But since I've been born again, that my Bible tells me that I should remain celibate. See, that's when your eyes are forward on the road and you ain't in that rearview mirror, because if you really look in the rearview mirror, every time you did something against God, you swerved a little bit because you was too busy concentrating on the rearview mirror. Some people longingly look for what they think they missing.
Come on now. Come on now.
Lot's wife had everything going forward. The angel was pulling her. So come on, you got to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Now, everything behind them was bad.
Yeah.
And everything ahead of them was good.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you that the reason why she looked back is because what was forward was scary because she was too busy remembering her past.
All right.
See, I'm going to a new place, but I got the same old folks around me.
Yeah.
If I got the same old folks around me, the new place can't be that good.
Yeah.
And see, you got to remember that just prior to them leaving, it was Lot who was trying to give her two daughters away.
Yeah.
They didn't have much stature back then. So she's looking like, do I really want to go forward or do I want to go back? When you get so downtrodden in your past and you really can't see your future because you keep bringing your past with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She turned and looked back because she would rather die than go forward.
My.
Who's ready to let go of the past?
Yeah.
Who's saying enough is enough? How many folks are tired of playing church?
Yeah.
2012, from January 1 to December 31, folks have been playing church.
Yeah.
I'm playing hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm playing amen.
Yeah.
I'm playing like I'm on the usher's ministry. I'm playing like I'm singing on the choir. I'm playing like I'm with the pastor. I'm playing like I'm with God. But everything that I do shows that I'm still looking in the rearview mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Hebrew.
Come on now.
I'm like the Israelites.
Yeah.
I realize I've been praying for over 400 years to be delivered.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for some reason, something about Egypt.
Yeah.
Even though it was pure hell, looks better than what's in my future because I'm unfamiliar with it, but I'm familiar with pain. And so to get somewhere and start crying about, Lord, we'd have been better off in Egypt.
Yeah,
we'd have been better off in slavery.
Yeah.
We'd have been better off in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
We'd have been better off in an alcohol bottle.
Yeah.
We'd have been better off with drugs.
Yeah.
We'd have been better off with that wicked woman.
Yeah.
We'd have been better off with that wicked man. Something in our psyche says that we should go backwards versus going forward.
Yeah.
Something. 2012, we did some silly stuff.
Yeah.
We tried to blame it on God.
Yeah.
Finances are all jacked up, and we try to blame it on God.
Yeah.
I can't give this Sunday, Lord, because I got some purses and pocketbooks and some shoes and I got some fishing gear and I got some audio video stuff and I got some things that I want to get that I know you don't mind. I know you blessed me with a job and I make over $30,000 a year, but at the end my tithing report only says $300. But yet the word of God says that no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Yeah, we play in church. We got churches on the corner that ain't doing nothing. A church can't do anything until the people decide they want to be about something. As long as you don't do nothing, you're going to keep getting nothing. As long as you keep holding on to your past, you'll never get to your future. You see, I started last year with Not This Year, and I changed up some stuff. I went to the gym and I lost over 40 pounds and I'm working out and I'm doing everything that I want because the Lord said the body is the temple. And so I began to take care of it, and I began to do the things I didn't do before. And I kept saying to myself, not this year. But the problem is that in the middle of the year, I got injury. In the middle of the year, I caught some pain. And because I began to deal on the negative, I lost sight of the positive. In other words, I began to look in my rearview mirror. And I couldn't do what I was doing in the past when I worked out. So since I couldn't do it, I didn't know how to evaluate how to keep going. So instead, I began to wallow in my misery and say, since I can't do what I want to do, I guess I ain't going to do nothing. I was turning back when I shouldn't have turned back. See, the problem with us is as soon as there's a bump in the road, we abandon ship. As soon as there's some kind of problem that we can't handle, we abandon ship. As soon as it seems like we can't get ahead no further, we abandon ship. But the Bible calls for us to put our hands to the plow and keep moving. See, what should have happened is the minute I got hurt and I could no longer do what I was doing, I should have changed up and did something else until the broken part got fixed and I could put it all back together again. But now, I can't turn back now. I got my mind made up. I got a fixed mind and a fixed heart. So I realized that if I'm ever going to get to where I want to go, I can't turn back now. If I'm ever going to be a true Christian, if I'm ever going to be a real believer, I can't turn back now. If I'm ever going to be what God has called me to be,
Oh.
Y'all don't hear me. 2013 is before you. Every day is a new possibility. Every day that God gives you breath is a new day to get it right. Every day that he gives us to be able to inhale and exhale his breath, that's opportunity. Stop listening to folks who saying you ain't nothing. You ain't about nothing. You're just like your mama and your daddy. You're right. I'm like my mama and my daddy, whose name is Jesus. He's a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. If my own mama and daddy ain't acting right, I got a real father up in heaven. And I don't want to act like them. I want to be like him. See, I come too far to turn back now. If I'm going to do what I got to do in 2013, I got to keep my eyes on the road. I can glance in the mirror from time to time just to thank God for what it brought me from. But I'm not going to stay focused on that mirror, because if I stay in the mirror, I can't get to the promised land. Joseph had a problem. He was in jail. Joseph could have cried and said, Lord, I don't deserve to be here. But my Bible tells me that Joseph kept to who he really was, and he kept doing what he had to do, because Joseph made up in his mind that as long as God got me, I can't turn back now. Moses, stuck at the Red Sea, a bunch of angry folks hollering in his ear. God said, stretch out your rod. Moses said, stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. I can't, I won't turn back now. Jeremiah, he said, I don't want to preach no more. Folks ain't listening to me. I'm crying, but they ain't hearing me. He said, Lord, that's it. I'm finished. But then something inside of them said, no, you're going to keep on preaching. And Jeremiah said, well, I guess it's like fire shut up in my bones. I can't turn back now. Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, flesh at its best, said, Lord, if you will, remove this cup. Three times he asked God, but then Jesus said, I come too far to turn back now. I got some children waiting on me. I got some people who need me. I got some folks I gotta deliver. So they decided to nail him on the cross. The man said, if you are who you say you are, come down from the cross. Jesus said, you almost got me, but I can't. I won't turn back now. Early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power because he said, I'm not going to turn back. Even if you stop loving me, I'm not turning back. You can act up all you want. I'm going to keep on loving you. I'm going to love you until you can't be loved no more. I'm not going to turn back. In 2013, I'm not turning back. I'm going forward. As a matter of fact, I'm going to break my rear view mirror. Because I'm going to put my hand to the plow. And I'm going to be fit for God's service. I'm going to be fit for the kingdom of God. I'm going to be fit because Jesus was fit for me. I won't. I can't. I shan't. I won't. I can't turn back now. Every part of me screams, turn back. Because if we turn back, the devil wins. If we turn back, we can't help nobody. If we turn back, they say, see, I told you so. Jesus ain't as real as you said he was. So we have a priority, we have motivation that we cannot turn around. Make next year better than this year. Not on your own will, but in his power, in his might. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, put your life in his hands, you're going to look back on 2013 and say, my God, my God. Or you might say, but God, but God. But whatever it is you say, it's going to be better than 2012. It's up to you. What you make of every day that God gives you, it's up to you. I can't do nothing for you. Mama and daddy, friend or foe, can't do nothing to you. But Jesus can guide you every step of the way. There may be someone in here who has not accepted Christ. I want to invite you to come right now.